A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the spring 2020 issue on environmental justice. Displaced farmers live with hope. The Adrian Dominican Sisters have had a presence in the Dominican Republic since 1945, when they established the Colegio Santo Domingo, a school for girls. About 600 farming families from El Ceibo in the Dominican Republic continue to live with hope more than 3 years after they were thrown off their land by Central Romana, a local sugar company controlled by the United States-based FanJul Corporation. The takeover of the farms was violent, involving the arrival of bulldozers and armed men who rooted the people out of their homes and destroyed their crops to make room for the corporation's sugar plantation. The farmers depended on their crops, root crops, chickpeas, cocoa, and plantains, for their families and for basic needs, which they bought with the money they earned by selling their crops at the market. Every day, the media brought news of the mistreatment the farmers had suffered at the hands of the landowner, who, with his economic power and influence, had evicted them from and destroyed their plantations, said Adrian Dominican Sister Luisa Campos, OP, a native of the Dominican Republic. Sister Luisa had spent her life working for justice for people who are marginalized. In 1979, she founded the Dominican Center for Legal Aid and Investigation, which works with those who have no advocates. She helped the farmers in El Ceibo retain their land in the 1980s. With the Dominican Friars and other sisters in 1994, she founded Centro Montesino, which educates people concerning their human rights. The displacement of the farming families is not the only injustice in this situation. The sugar plantation grows sugar cane. Part of the process of raising sugar cane involves burning off the fields every few years and starting with new plants, explained Adrian Dominican Sister Maureen Barnzantni, OP, who had ministered in the Dominican Republic from 1990 to 2010. Of course, this smoke is not good for the people. The sugarcane plantation also does little to support the lives of the local people. Haitian contract workers generally cut the cane, and few of the local farmers have found jobs with the plantation. For 3 years, the farmers have continued to work against the injustice that they experienced. On October 25, 2019, nearly 40 displaced farmers began a march to the capital, Santo Domingo, to meet with Dominican Republic President Danilo Medina Sanchez about regaining their land. In support of the farmers, Sister Patricia Seaman, OP, prioress of the Adrian Dominican Sisters, wrote to President Medina, "As president of this beautiful country, you have the power to find a solution that returns the lands to their people and preserves the common good. We pray that you will hear their cries and respond positively to their requests, recognizing them as the rightful owners of the disputed properties and restoring their dignity and respect." At first, the advocacy seemed to have had an effect. President Medina met with the farmers several times in November 2019. Sister Luisa said that the next step was a census in El Ceibo of all the people who were established on those lands and who were evicted, so the property could be made available for the sugar plantation. The farmers who had traveled to the capital returned to their land to be part of the census. On January 2020, a Dominican newspaper reported that the government had decided on the side of the sugar growers. The rationale is that the 1975 decree that allotted the farmers' lands did not supply titles to the land. In addition, an analyst commented, the decree 475 did cede land to some poor farmers. Over the years, their families grew, others arrived, and a growing population settled beyond the original boundaries, encroaching on private lands without any complaint. In recent years, the private landowners awakened and protested the trespassings and were met by protests from the squatters. The commission ruled in favor of the private landowners. However, that is not the end of the story. The census of the families revealed that provisional titles to land were given to people in the mid-70s. These could be recognized for the families who held them, and the remaining families had been promised comparable tillable lands in other areas. Sister Louisa remains full of hope that her people can live in peace, cultivate their land, and support their families.